Medicine is entering the area of a biological revolution, and it may bring about great changes in the next 100 years. Some projections after this. Dr. Thomas Hunter is the Owen R. Cheatham Professor of Science at the University of Virginia and a former dean of the medical school. Dr. Hunter thinks we're in a biological revolution.
When I say we're in a biological revolution, I mean it. Around the turn of this century, we were in a physical revolution. Physics underwent incredible changes with all the attendant atomic bomb and all the rest of it that's come out of that. We're now in a similar position relative to biology. We have tools to learn about the details of the life process that have never been with us before, and they're opening up vistas that are really staggering. We can dissect out the functions of the individual cells of the body with incredible delicacy, incredible specificity. There are methods for measuring infinitesimal quantities of chemical substances that do certain things, and that we're able now to begin to understand the regulatory processes in cells, how they turn things on and off, and how they regulate all these complicated things that have to do with life. And we're getting perilously close to understanding at a chemical level most of what the life process is. Now, there are still huge gaps in our understanding. For example, we have no idea at all of what the relation between mind, consciousness, and the brain is. We know that they're absolutely tied one to the other. But what the nature of this thing we call consciousness, which is what makes us human, is, we don't really know. But we do know a lot about chemical things that will change this, as you're well aware. All of the drugs that change the state of consciousness. And out of this we're beginning, I wouldn't be surprised if in the next 100 years we learn staggering things about this innermost part of ourselves, the mind. I think this is one of the great frontiers where certainly mental disease will come under control. I think there's little doubt that the serious mental diseases like schizophrenia and the major psychoses will turn out to be chemical disorders, which may very well be correctable. We're very close to that. That's an example. But say what one will, the main thing you can project with certainty is that we're going to have a greatly increased power to influence our biological selves. And the questions are going to be, how are we going to regulate the use of these powers? We already have this as the central problem. These are questions that are not scientifically answerable. We are finding more and more that science cannot be left to the scientists, including biology. That society is going to have to decide, what are we going to do with all of this power? What areas are we going to pursue further? For example, right at the moment, you may have heard about recombinant DNA. This is called genetic engineering in some terms. But essentially it means that it is now possible in bacteria that grow in our gut, E. coli as it's called, which is a very common bacterium that we understand the chemistry of right down to the ground. It's possible to introduce genetic material from other species, including ourselves, into these bacteria and grow the actual genes there. To grow viruses there, to make different combinations of genetic material, the outcome of which is very, very uncertain. And for a while last year, there was a moratorium on any of this investigation, called by scientists themselves, because they were fearful of what might happen if this got out of hand, got loose. So there are lots of questions of this sort that will be looming larger and larger. And we're going to go through a revolution of the regulation of medicine and biological science.
Dr. Thomas Hunter, professor of medicine at the University of Virginia, and thoughts about medicine in the next 100 years. I'm Ross Hunter.